I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The mass flooding from Tuesday's destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine has drowned cities and brought new threats, Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The scale of devastation across large parts of the region has brought fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. It's now threatening a new wave of homelessness, disease, toxic chemical contamination, and even warnings of floating landmines in this ecological disaster. Russian state media are reporting that although the water levels may have peaked, the floods are expected to remain for up to 10 days. The long-term damage is another matter.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Ukraine's prime minister on Wednesday urged the United Nations, the International Red Cross, and other bodies to act immediately to help flooded residents of southern Ukraine receiving no help in areas controlled by Russian occupying forces.
The Russian occupiers don't even make an effort to help these people. They have left them to perish.
Dennis Mihal in a video posted on Telegram. Senegal's government on Wednesday announced quote-unquote immediate judicial inquiries into the violent unrest that rocked the country and left at least 16 dead following the conviction of opposition figurehead Ousmane Sonko last week. Clashes between the security forces and Sonko's supporters erupted after he was given a 2-year sentence in a case he says was designed to stop him running for president next year. Hundreds were injured and hundreds more arrested in 2 days of unrest from June 1st to the 3rd. The government said the inquiries would shed light on those responsible. This is VOA News. Pakistanis traditionally give generously to charity, but most avoid paying taxes. But now charities are feeling the pressure as donations drop amid record-setting inflation. VOA's Pakistan Bureau Chief Sara Zaman has the story.
With an annual inflation rate of almost 38% eating through people's incomes, Salani, one of Pakistan's largest charities, is seeing a rise in daily demand for its free food, but a drop in donations. In Pakistan, huge sectors such as agriculture, trade, retail, and real estate use political muscle to keep taxes low. A complicated taxation system, ineffective implementation, and lack of trust in the government also cause many to evade taxes. With Pakistan teetering on the brink of default and millions getting pushed into poverty because of the rising cost of food and fuel, pressure on charities like Salani is growing. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
Pakistani police on Wednesday formally named former Prime Minister Imran Khan in connection with the murder by unknown gunmen of a lawyer seeking sedition proceedings against him. Police registered an abatement to murder case against former cricket hero Khan, who faces dozens of charges since his ouster in a parliamentary vote of confidence in April last year. The 70-year-old, who has not been charged in connection with the lawyer's murder, has dismissed all the cases against him as concocted by his opponents. One of the most iconic figures in pro wrestling history has died, correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The Iron Sheik, a former pro wrestler who played a burly, bombastic villain in 1980s battles with some of the sport's biggest stars, has died at age 81. A statement was posted on his Twitter page, but neither mentioned a cause of death or where he died. The Iron Sheik, whose real name was Hossein Khosrow Ali Vaziri, grew up in Iran. In his pro career, he donned curled boots and used the camel clutch as his finishing move on matches, while playing the role of an anti-American heel for the WWF, which later became the WWE. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
An orange-tinged smog caused by Canada's wildfires shrouded New York on Wednesday, obscuring its famous skyscrapers and causing residents to don face masks as cities along the U.S. East Coast issued air quality alerts. Tens of millions of people across the region were under pollution warnings after smoke from the wildfires drifted south, including to the Big Apple, where residents were advised to limit outdoor activity. Warnings were also in place in the U.S. Capitol, Washington. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.